It is weak men who burst out in anger, the Stoics believed. According to Stoicism, only fools think that anger is a sign of strength, a sign of dominance. But in reality, these fools fail to see that they are the ones being dominated, too weak to control mere feelings and emotions. The Stoics viewed such people as nothing more than wild beasts, acting on impulse rather than reason. Marcus Aurelius therefore said, "The nearer a man comes to a calm mind, the closer he is to strength." Because calmness helps a man maintain a rational state of mind, enabling him to control fleeting emotions and act with strength. Thus, the Stoic rule of the day is clear. A real man doesn't give way to anger and possesses strength, courage, and endurance. Lesson 1. Embracing Stoic silence. Why is silence so powerful in dealing with toxic behavior? The Stoics teach us that sometimes the most potent response is no response at all. Marcus Aurelius once advised, "The best revenge is not to be like your enemy." In practice, this means not engaging in the drama or negativity that toxic people thrive on. By choosing silence, we're not just avoiding unnecessary conflict, we're taking control of the situation. How does silence serve as a shield? When we respond to aggression or insults with silence, we're effectively disarming the person provoking us. They expect and perhaps even desire a reaction, which gives them something to exploit. Silence, however, leaves them with no ammunition. It's a Stoic reminder that while we cannot control others' actions, we can control our reactions. What strength do we find in silence? Silence is not passive. It's an active and powerful choice. It reflects our decision to not let external chaos disturb our internal peace. Epictetus famously said, "Freedom is the only worthy goal in life." By choosing silence, we free ourselves from the emotional turmoil that comes from engaging with toxicity. How can we cultivate silence in our everyday encounters with toxic people? Begin by observing your impulses to react. Each time you encounter negativity, take a moment to pause and remind yourself of your power to choose silence. This pause is your Stoic moment of control, where you decide that your peace is more important than another's provocation. Whenever you feel the urge to respond defensively to a provocation, practice the Stoic pause. Count slowly to 10 before saying anything. More often than not, you'll find that the moment passes and your silence speaks volumes more than your words ever could. Why does reflecting on silence enhance our interactions? Reflecting on our use of silence helps us understand its impact, not just on our peace of mind, but also on those around us. People begin to learn that toxic behavior won't elicit a response, and often, they'll adjust their behavior accordingly. How do the Stoics view the power of non-reactivity? The Stoics believed that mastery over one's own reactions was a form of ultimate freedom. When we choose how and when to engage, we are practicing Stoic wisdom, conserving our emotional and mental resources for what truly matters. In what ways can silence transform our environment? Embracing silence doesn't just change how we deal with toxic people. It transforms our overall environment. It cultivates an aura of calm around us, influencing even our most challenging interactions. Silence can turn a potential battleground into a place of peace. The power of Stoic silence shows us that sometimes the strongest statement is the one unspoken. By embracing non-reactivity, we align ourselves with the Stoic path of inner tranquility and resilience, effectively disarming toxic influences and preserving our mental and emotional well-being. Lesson 2. The Stoic strategy of perspective shift. Have you ever wondered how changing your perspective could disarm toxic behavior? The Stoics were masters of perspective. They believed that by altering the way we view situations, we could maintain our tranquility. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Everything we hear is an opinion, not a fact. Everything we see is a perspective, not the truth." When dealing with toxic individuals, adopting this mindset can significantly dilute the impact of their negativity. What does it mean to shift our perspective? Shifting perspective means choosing to view a person's toxic behavior as a reflection of their internal struggles, rather than a true assessment of our character. This detachment allows us to respond with compassion, or disengage without emotional turmoil. How does a perspective shift help us in toxic environments? By reinterpreting negative interactions as opportunities to practice patience and understanding, we not only protect our inner peace but also potentially diffuse the hostility. Remember, the Stoics taught that we suffer not from events themselves, but from our judgments about them. Can you see toxic behavior as a test of your Stoic virtues? View each encounter with difficult individuals as a chance to strengthen your virtues of courage, temperance, and wisdom. This reframing turns negative experiences into valuable exercises in character development. When faced with negative comments or actions, take a moment to mentally reframe the situation. Ask yourself, "What can this teach me?" Or, "How can this strengthen my Stoic resolve?" This practice helps shift your focus from the behavior of the other person to your own growth and response. Why is understanding the role of perspective essential in dealing with toxic people? Understanding that our perspective shapes our reality empowers us to choose reactions that align with our Stoic principles. It frees us from becoming emotionally entangled in the negativity of others. How do we maintain a new perspective in the face of ongoing negativity? Consistency is key. Regularly remind yourself of the Stoic belief that external events do not disturb us. Rather, it's our opinions about them that do. Maintain a journal to reflect on daily interactions and your responses to them, reinforcing your new perspectives. What long-term effects does a Stoic perspective shift have on our interactions? Over time, this shift not only diminishes the impact of toxic behaviors on our well-being, but also often influences the behavior of the toxic individuals themselves. As they see their attempts to disturb your peace fail, their behavior may change or they may lessen their negativity in your presence. Adopting a Stoic perspective shift can transform our interactions with toxic people. By viewing their behavior as an opportunity for personal growth and understanding it as a reflection of their issues, we preserve our serenity and empower ourselves to respond with wisdom. Keep applying these shifts in perspective to all challenging interactions and observe how they influence not only your peace of mind, but also the dynamics of your relationships. Lesson 3, the art of indifference to disempower toxicity. Why is it so transformative to practice Stoic indifference in the face of toxic behavior? The Stoics taught that some things in life, especially the opinions and actions of others, should be met with indifference. This doesn't imply apathy, but rather a focused decision to not allow these external factors to disturb our internal state. Marcus Aurelius reminded us that we can be invulnerable if we do not consent to harm. Viewing toxic actions through a lens of indifference shields our emotional well-being and prevents the escalation of conflict. What exactly does practicing indifference entail? When we choose indifference, we are selecting not to invest our emotions or reactions in the behavior of others. This practice involves recognizing what is within our control and surrendering concern over that which we cannot influence. The actions and words of toxic individuals fall squarely into the latter category. By emotionally disengaging, we conserve our mental energy for more constructive endeavors. How does indifference affect the dynamics of a toxic relationship? Typically, those who exhibit toxic behaviors thrive on the reactions they provoke. When you consistently respond with indifference, the cycle of toxicity loses its momentum. The lack of reaction from you can lead to a reduction in their attempts to engage you negatively, as their efforts no longer yield their desired effect. Can the practice of indifference be challenging? Certainly, indifference is not about suppression of feelings, but understanding where our priorities lie. It requires practice and dedication to master this art. Initially, you might feel uncomfortable or even guilty for not engaging emotionally, but with time, it becomes a powerful tool for emotional freedom and resilience. Each evening, reflect on your interactions. Identify moments when you felt drawn into negativity and assess how you responded. Consider how applying indifference could have altered the outcome. Make a plan to incorporate more of this Stoic practice into similar situations in the future. What are the broader benefits of mastering Stoic indifference? By practicing indifference, we cultivate a peace that is less easily disturbed by external chaos. This tranquility allows us to respond to all of life's challenges with a clearer mind and a more balanced emotional state. Over time, this practice not only improves our interactions with difficult people, but also enhances our overall life satisfaction. How do we stay committed to practicing indifference in everyday life? Integrating this approach into our daily routines requires mindfulness and self-awareness. We must constantly remind ourselves of the power of our choice and responses. Keeping a stoic quote handy or setting reminders can help maintain focus on what truly deserves our attention and emotional investment. In what ways does indifference lead to personal growth and freedom? As we grow in our practice of stoic indifference, we find that not only do we become less affected by toxicity, but we also gain a greater capacity for compassion and understanding. We see toxic behaviors as unfortunate but not impactful on our own path. This evolution in our response mechanism marks significant personal growth, aligning us closer to the stoic ideal of living a life unperturbed by external fluctuations. By consciously choosing not to engage emotionally with negativity, we protect our inner peace and turn our energies towards more fruitful pursuits. Keep practicing this art in your interactions, and watch as you cultivate a more serene and controlled existence, true to the stoic path. Lesson 4. Utilizing rational responses to counteract toxicity. How does rationality serve as a shield against toxic behavior? Stoicism teaches us the importance of responding to external stimuli with a reasoned and measured approach. This lesson focuses on cultivating rational responses to counteract the impacts of toxic people. By utilizing our capacity for reason, we can prevent emotional reactions that might otherwise escalate tensions or harm our mental well-being. The Stoics, such as Seneca, believed that an uncontrolled emotional response often does more damage than the initial provocation. What is a rational response in the context of dealing with toxicity? A rational response is one that is thought out, measured, and devoid of impulsive emotions. It involves taking a step back from the immediate situation to assess it logically and determine the best course of action that aligns with Stoic principles. This does not mean being devoid of emotion, but rather managing our emotions through the lens of rationality, ensuring they do not cloud our judgment or lead us to act against our values. How can we develop the habit of responding rationally? Developing a rational response begins with awareness. Recognize when you are being provoked and take a deliberate pause to collect your thoughts. This pause is crucial. It gives you the space to formulate a response that is considered rather than reactive. Use this time to remind yourself of your commitment to Stoicism and the importance of maintaining your composure for your own peace of mind. Can rational responses actually influence the behavior of others? When toxic individuals expect emotional reactions and instead are met with calm, rational responses, it can lead to a shift in their behavior. They may begin to understand that their usual tactics are ineffective at eliciting a response from you. Over time, this can reduce the frequency and intensity of their toxic behavior as they recognize the futility of their actions. In situations where you feel challenged by toxic behavior, employ the Socratic method by asking yourself reflective questions. What is the intent behind this person's behavior? What is the most constructive response I can offer right now? How can I address this situation in a way that aligns with my Stoic values? This exercise helps refine your ability to respond rationally by grounding your reactions in thoughtful inquiry. Why is consistency important in practicing rational responses? Consistency in your responses reinforces your personal commitment to Stoicism and gradually builds a new pattern of behavior. Each time you successfully respond rationally, you strengthen your ability to do so in the future. This consistent practice not only helps in dealing with toxic people, but also enhances your overall decision-making skills in all areas of life. How do we ensure our rational responses are effective? Effective rational responses are those that clearly convey your boundaries and expectations without provocation or escalation. They should communicate your stance in a firm yet respectful manner. It's also important to be clear and concise in your language to avoid misunderstandings that could further complicate the interaction. What are the long-term benefits of mastering rational responses? Mastering the art of rational responses transforms how you interact not just with toxic individuals, but with all challenges you face. It fosters a sense of inner strength and resilience, enabling you to navigate life's difficulties with greater ease and confidence. Furthermore, it enhances your relationships, as others come to recognize and respect your composed and thoughtful manner. By committing to respond with reasoned judgment, you uphold your stoic virtues and protect your mental peace. This approach not only diffuses potential conflicts but also contributes to your reputation as a person of integrity and wisdom. Continue to practice these strategies in your daily interactions and observe the profound impact they have on your life and the behavior of those around you. Lesson 5. The power of compassionate detachment. How does compassionate detachment serve as a stoic strategy in dealing with toxic people? The Stoics emphasize the importance of viewing interactions with others through a lens of compassion and understanding, combined with a healthy sense of detachment. This approach helps us maintain our inner peace by not becoming emotionally entangled in the problems or negativity of others. Compassionate detachment allows us to care about the situation and offer help if appropriate, without being overwhelmed by the emotions involved. What is compassionate detachment, and how is it different from indifference? Compassionate detachment involves recognizing the struggles or difficulties another person may be experiencing, without letting their emotional state dictate your own. It differs from indifference in that it is an active and thoughtful process of engaging with someone else's feelings, yet maintaining a boundary that prevents those feelings from disrupting your own stoic peace. This balance is crucial in maintaining not only your emotional health, but also in providing support in a more constructive manner. How can we cultivate compassionate detachment in daily interactions with difficult individuals? Cultivating this quality requires practice and mindfulness. Begin by acknowledging that everyone has their struggles, and these struggles can sometimes manifest as toxic behavior. Approach such situations with the intention of understanding, but remain firm in your stoic resolve not to let their turmoil disturb your equanimity. This dual approach of empathy and detachment is the essence of practicing stoicism in interpersonal relationships. What role does empathy play in compassionate detachment? Empathy allows us to see the reasons behind someone's toxic behavior, which may include pain, fear, or misunderstanding. By empathizing, we can better navigate how to interact without judgment or emotional reactivity. However, the stoic twist lies in not allowing this understanding to lead to personal distress or an emotional response that mirrors theirs. When you find yourself in a situation with a toxic individual, try to identify what they might be feeling or experiencing that leads to their behavior. Reflect on this silently, then consciously decide how you will respond in a way that remains true to your values but does not deepen your emotional involvement. This exercise helps build the skill of empathetic understanding paired with stoic boundaries. Why is maintaining boundaries crucial in compassionate detachment? Boundaries are essential because they protect our inner citadel from being breached by external chaos. Stoicism teaches us that our power lies in our ability to choose our responses. By setting and maintaining clear boundaries, we exercise this power and ensure that our responses are thoughtful and consistent with our stoic philosophy. How does compassionate detachment benefit our overall well-being? By practicing compassionate detachment, we enhance our ability to remain calm and centered in all situations. This practice reduces stress and increases our overall satisfaction with life because we are not constantly being pulled into emotional upheavals. It also enables us to interact in a more meaningful and effective way with those around us, including those who may behave toxically. What long-term effects does practicing compassionate detachment have on relationships? Over time, the practice of compassionate detachment can transform relationships. It allows for healthier interactions because it prevents the cycle of reactivity that often escalates conflicts. People may begin to respond to your calm, controlled demeanor by lowering their defenses, potentially leading to more positive exchanges and less toxicity. Compassionate detachment not only safeguards our own emotional well-being, but also provides a space for healthier and more constructive relationships to flourish. By integrating empathy with stoic principles, we navigate the complexities of human behavior with grace and wisdom. Continue to practice and refine your ability to detach compassionately and witness its transformative impact on both your life and the lives of those around you. Lesson 6. Cultivating Stoic Assertiveness. Why is Stoic assertiveness essential in dealing with toxic people? Stoic assertiveness is the practice of expressing one's thoughts and feelings confidently and calmly, without aggression or passivity. This approach is key when handling toxic behavior because it allows us to state our boundaries clearly and firmly. Assertiveness, when grounded in Stoic philosophy, helps maintain inner peace by addressing issues directly and respectfully, preventing resentment and passive-aggressive behaviors that can escalate conflicts. What does Stoic assertiveness involve? It involves communicating our needs and perspectives without compromising our principles or succumbing to emotional reactions. This means speaking truthfully but with consideration, ensuring that our words do not harm, but rather convey our stance with integrity. It requires a balanced approach, embodying courage to speak up and the wisdom to know when and how to say what needs to be said. How can we develop Stoic assertiveness in our interactions? Developing Stoic assertiveness starts with self-awareness, understanding our own values and the importance of respecting others' boundaries as well. It also involves practice. Begin by expressing smaller concerns in your daily interactions to build confidence. Over time, this will make it easier to address more significant issues with a calm and composed demeanor. Can Stoic assertiveness change the dynamics with a toxic person? Yes. When you consistently respond with Stoic assertiveness, you teach others how to treat you. People often adjust their behavior based on the responses they get. By being assertive, you set a precedent that toxic behavior will not go unaddressed, which can deter such behavior over time or encourage more respectful interactions. Practice with a friend or in front of a mirror. Simulate a conversation where you need to assert your boundaries with someone exhibiting toxic behavior. Focus on maintaining a calm voice, using clear and concise language, and keeping your body language open and non-threatening. This exercise will help reinforce your ability to remain composed and assertive in real situations. Why is consistency important in practicing Stoic assertiveness? Consistency in your assertive behavior reinforces your boundaries and communicates to others that your principles are not up for negotiation. It also builds your reputation as someone who is respected and respectful, making it more likely that others will take your words seriously and respond positively in the future. How do we ensure our assertive messages are received well? Effective communication is key. This involves not only the words we choose, but also how we deliver them. Tone, body language, and timing all play critical roles. Ensure that your message is not confrontational, but instead reflects a genuine desire for a positive resolution. Always aim for a dialogue that invites understanding, rather than a monologue that dictates terms. What are the long-term benefits of mastering Stoic assertiveness? Mastering Stoic assertiveness greatly enhances your interpersonal relationships and overall quality of life. It fosters a sense of self-respect and empowerment, reduces stress caused by unresolved conflicts, and promotes a more harmonious environment both at home and in the workplace. As you become more adept at this skill, you'll find that not only do your encounters with toxic behavior decrease, but your ability to handle any challenging interaction improves significantly. By confidently and calmly stating our boundaries and expectations, we not only protect our inner peace but also influence the behavior of those around us. As you continue to apply this strategy in your life, observe the positive changes in your interactions and the empowerment that comes with upholding your Stoic virtues. Lesson 7. The Stoic Practice of Proactive Avoidance. Why is proactive avoidance a strategic Stoic method in managing toxic relationships? Stoic philosophy advocates for the wise management of one's environment, suggesting that sometimes the best way to handle toxicity is to proactively minimize interactions with harmful individuals. This isn't about fear or escape, but a rational decision to conserve our mental energy for more constructive and meaningful areas of life. By choosing to avoid situations that predictably lead to negativity, we exercise the Stoic virtue of prudence, ensuring our own peace and stability. What does proactive avoidance entail in practical terms? Proactive avoidance involves identifying relationships or situations that repeatedly cause distress and consciously deciding to reduce exposure to them. This could mean setting firm boundaries, choosing not to engage in certain topics, or physically removing oneself from harmful environments. It's a deliberate action aimed at protecting one's well-being without malice or avoidance of responsibility, but as an exercise in wise judgment and self-care. How can we cultivate the practice of proactive avoidance? Developing this strategy begins with a clear assessment of our social interactions and environments. Reflect on past encounters and identify patterns of toxicity. Acknowledge your emotional and psychological limits and decide how best to structure your interactions to support your well-being. It's about knowing when your presence will not improve the situation and acting accordingly. Can proactive avoidance really change the dynamics with toxic people? Indeed, it can. When toxic individuals notice that their behavior no longer gets the same reaction or presence from you, it forces them to confront the impact of their actions. This might not always lead to a change on their part, but it can significantly reduce their influence on your life, thereby preserving your inner peace. Identify a toxic relationship or situation in your life. Plan concrete steps to reduce your involvement. This might include declining invitations, setting clearer communication boundaries, or allocating your time differently. Regularly review this plan and adjust as necessary to maintain a healthy distance that supports your well-being. Why is consistency important in the practice of proactive avoidance? Consistency in this practice reinforces the boundaries you've set and solidifies your commitment to self-respect and peace. It prevents old patterns from re-emerging and helps others understand and respect your limits. Over time, this consistency will strengthen your resolve and enhance your ability to remain stoic in the face of adversity. How do we balance proactive avoidance with the necessity of confrontation? Proactive avoidance does not eliminate the need for occasional confrontation. When confrontation is necessary, it should be handled with stoic calm and rationality. The key is to engage only when you believe it can result in a constructive outcome, using confrontation as a thoughtful, strategic choice rather than a reactive necessity. What are the long-term benefits of mastering proactive avoidance? Mastering this stoic strategy can lead to a significant improvement in overall life quality. It frees up emotional and mental resources previously drained by negative interactions, allowing for a more focused pursuit of personal and professional goals. It also cultivates an environment where tranquility and virtue can flourish, enabling you to live a more fulfilling and less stressful life. By carefully choosing when and how to engage with difficult individuals, we maintain our composure and safeguard our mental health. This method not only protects us from unnecessary stress, but also empowers us to lead our lives with intention and virtue. Lesson 8. Embracing the Stoic Virtue of Patience. Why is patience fundamental in dealing with toxic people according to Stoic philosophy? Patience is a core Stoic virtue that enables us to endure hardships and irritating situations without losing our composure. When interacting with toxic individuals, patience allows us to handle provocations and negativity with grace and stability. By cultivating patience, we give ourselves the space to respond thoughtfully rather than react impulsively, which is essential in maintaining our peace of mind and not allowing others to control our emotional state. What does practicing patience entail in the context of toxic relationships? Practicing patience involves acknowledging that we cannot control others' behaviors, only our reactions to them. It requires us to take a step back and observe our emotions, allowing them to pass without acting on them immediately. This mindful delay helps us assess situations more clearly and respond in ways that align with our Stoic principles rather than out of frustration or anger. How can we cultivate Stoic patience in our daily interactions? Developing patience begins with self-awareness, recognizing our triggers and understanding our typical responses to toxic behavior. It involves training ourselves to pause before responding, using techniques such as deep breathing or counting to 10. Regular meditation or reflection can also strengthen our ability to remain patient, as these practices enhance our overall mindfulness and self-control. Can Stoic patience influence the behavior of others? Yes, displaying patience can have a transformative effect on our interactions. When others see that their attempts to provoke us fail to disturb our calm, it often leads them to either give up their toxic behavior or reconsider their approach. Moreover, our patient demeanor can serve as a model of constructive behavior, potentially inspiring others to adopt similar attitudes. Keep a journal where you record instances where you felt tested by someone's toxicity. Note down your immediate impulses and how you chose to respond. Reflect on what helped you remain patient and what you could improve in future interactions. This exercise will help reinforce your commitment to practicing patience and provide insights into your progress. Why is consistency important in practicing patience? Consistency is key to making patience a habitual response. By regularly practicing patience, even in minor non-toxic situations, we build our tolerance and ability to handle more challenging interactions without losing our stoic composure. This consistent practice also signals to others that our patient response is not a one-time occurrence, but a fundamental part of our character. How do we ensure our patience is not perceived as weakness? It's important to communicate our patience actively and assertively when necessary. Make it clear that your patience is a choice rooted in strength and self-control, not a passive acceptance of poor treatment. This might involve verbally expressing your feelings about the situation in a calm and reasoned manner, thus asserting your boundaries while maintaining your composure. What are the long-term benefits of mastering stoic patience? Mastering patience significantly enhances our interpersonal relationships and personal well-being. It reduces stress, prevents regrettable impulsive reactions, and cultivates a peaceful life. Moreover, patience strengthens our resilience, enabling us to face life's challenges with greater ease and confidence, and enhances our capacity for empathy and understanding. The Stoic strategy of embracing patience not only helps us maintain our serenity in the face of adversity, but also improves the quality of our interactions and personal growth. As we continue to practice and embody Stoic patience, we equip ourselves to navigate the complexities of human relationships with wisdom and dignity. Lesson 9, the Stoic practice of mindful engagement. Why is mindful engagement essential in handling toxic people from a Stoic perspective? Mindful engagement combines the Stoic virtues of awareness and intentionality in interactions, particularly with challenging individuals. This approach involves consciously deciding when and how to engage in a way that maintains our inner peace and upholds our values. By engaging mindfully, we ensure that our responses are not reactionary, but are thoughtfully considered, aligning with our philosophical commitment to tranquility and rationality. What does practicing mindful engagement entail? This practice requires an acute awareness of the present moment and a deep understanding of our emotional and rational responses. It means recognizing the potential impact of toxic interactions and preparing ourselves mentally to face them without compromising our emotional equilibrium. Each engagement is seen not as a challenge to be met with annoyance, but as an opportunity to practice stoic virtues such as patience, temperance, and courage. How can we cultivate mindful engagement in our daily interactions? To develop this skill, start by observing your interactions without judgment, noting times when you feel your composure being tested. Use these observations to prepare better responses for future encounters. Practicing mindfulness meditation can also enhance your ability to remain present and composed, helping you recognize the onset of emotional reactions and allowing you to choose a more considered response. Can mindful engagement change the dynamics of a relationship with a toxic person? Absolutely. When we respond to toxicity not with equal negativity but with poised and thoughtful engagement, we often disarm the other party. Over time, this can lead to reduced hostility and may even encourage the other person to reflect on their behavior. Even if it does not change the other person, it preserves our own peace of mind, which is the ultimate goal. Before entering into a conversation or meeting where you expect toxic behavior, pause for a moment of reflection. Consider the likely scenarios and how you can respond in ways that reflect your stoic values. Visualize yourself handling the situation with calm and clarity. This mental rehearsal can empower you to act in accordance with your principles when the actual moment arrives. Why is consistency important in practicing mindful engagement? Being consistent in mindful engagement strengthens our resolve and makes our stoic practice robust. It also signals to others that our serene demeanor is not a temporary facade, but a true reflection of our inner stability. Consistency in this practice not only builds our confidence, but also gradually teaches others that their toxic behavior has no power over us. How do we ensure our engagements are effective? Effective engagement does not necessarily mean convincing the other person or changing their behavior. It means maintaining our virtues and achieving our intentions without getting drawn into emotional turmoil. It's crucial to keep engagements brief and focused, avoiding unnecessary confrontation and emphasizing constructive dialogue whenever possible. What are the long-term benefits of mastering mindful engagement? Mastering this skill can profoundly impact our personal and professional relationships. It allows us to handle all interactions with grace and composure, reducing stress and enhancing our reputation as individuals who are both resilient and respectful. Furthermore, it enriches our lives by preventing toxic dynamics from draining our energy and diverting our focus from more meaningful pursuits. This stoic practice of mindful engagement as a strategy for dealing with toxic individuals helps us navigate difficult interactions with dignity and deliberateness, ensuring that our peace is not disturbed and that our actions always reflect our deepest values. As we continue to implement these strategies, we solidify our resilience and fortify our ability to maintain calm in any storm. Lesson 10: Cultivating Emotional Resilience in Stoic Practice. Why is emotional resilience critical in dealing with toxic people from a Stoic perspective? Emotional resilience is the ability to bounce back from stressful interactions without lasting detriment to our well-being. For Stoics, this resilience is fundamental because it allows us to maintain our equilibrium and virtue despite external provocations. By cultivating emotional resilience, we ensure that the toxicity of others does not permeate our mental and emotional defenses, preserving our ability to think and act according to our principles. What does building emotional resilience involve? Developing this quality requires understanding and accepting that we will encounter adversity and negative behavior in life. Rather than allowing these experiences to diminish us, we use them as opportunities to strengthen our character and fortitude. This involves practicing mindfulness, reflection, and consistently applying Stoic principles such as the dichotomy of control, recognizing what we can and cannot change. How can we cultivate emotional resilience in our daily interactions? Start by observing how you react emotionally to different situations, particularly those involving toxic individuals. Use these observations to identify patterns or triggers that may cause disproportionate emotional responses. Implementing daily Stoic exercises, such as journaling and meditation, can help build a more deliberate and controlled approach to these triggers, reinforcing your resilience. Can emotional resilience influence the dynamics within toxic relationships? Yes, when we respond to toxicity with composure and resilience, it often changes the dynamic of the interaction. Toxic individuals are less likely to continue their behavior when they see it does not achieve their desired effect. Moreover, our resilience can serve as a model for positive behavior, potentially inspiring change in others, or at least preventing escalation. At the end of each day, reflect on your interactions, especially those that tested your resilience. Assess how well you maintained your stoic composure and what emotions you experienced. Consider what you could do differently next time to enhance your resilience. Writing down these reflections can clarify your thoughts and solidify your learning. Why is consistency important in developing emotional resilience? Consistency in practicing Stoic principles and resilience techniques transforms these behaviors from conscious efforts into subconscious habits. Over time, this consistency not only deepens your emotional resilience, but also makes your Stoic responses more automatic and reliable, even in the most challenging situations. How do we measure the effectiveness of our emotional resilience? Effectiveness can be gauged by how quickly and smoothly we recover from emotional disturbances caused by toxic interactions. Another metric is observing the decrease in our emotional volatility over time. Effective resilience is not about never feeling disturbed, but about the speed and ease with which we return to our baseline of tranquility. What are the long-term benefits of mastering emotional resilience? Mastering emotional resilience significantly enhances the quality of our lives. It allows us to face life's challenges with confidence and serenity, knowing that we are equipped to handle whatever comes our way. It strengthens our relationships, improves our health, and leads to greater happiness and satisfaction in life. Ultimately, it empowers us to live more fully, embracing the Stoic ideal of a life well lived in accordance with nature and reason. By building and maintaining our resilience, we protect our inner peace and continue to act in harmony with our Stoic virtues, regardless of external circumstances. These lessons have equipped you with the tools to navigate the complexities of human interactions through a Stoic lens, fostering a life of peace, virtue, and wisdom. Remember, the journey of Stoic practice is ongoing, and each interaction is an opportunity to refine and apply these lessons. Continue to practice these principles daily, and let your Stoic resilience shine as a beacon of tranquility in a tumultuous world.